police about a memo that was issued a few years, 2021, 3 years ago, that first established the policy of providing transition surgeries to prisoners. And so you've issued a concern, and you're showing concern and expressing concern about this. Catch us up a little bit on this. What is this about, and how does this relate to some of the patterns we've seen from this administration and what the concerns are?
Well, yeah. So this week in an administration regulation review subcommittee meeting at the Capitol, it came to light essentially that the Beshear administration is attempting to force us as taxpayers to use taxpayer dollars to pay for transgender interventions on criminals behind bars, which is obviously absolutely absurd and a complete insult to Kentucky taxpayers. And I might add, I mean, you would think that in light of the election, and I think one of the big election takeaways is that voters across the nation and here in Kentucky are really tired of all this radical gender ideology nonsense that's being pushed by leftists like our governor. But apparently he still hasn't gotten the message. And so this was essentially a Department of Corrections memo that I hadn't seen, but apparently it's been around for a couple of years. But it seemed like they were essentially trying to kind of sneak it through potentially in a proposed regulation, and thankful that that was brought out in the hearing. And I know Senator Damon Thayer made some strong comments exposing this and questioning this, as well as a number of other elected officials in the General Assembly now have spoken in a variety of formats. But, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about the forcing taxpayers to pay potentially for transgender surgeries, but Jim, I've looked through this memo now, and this is a complete multi-page memo, just full of LGBTQ ideology. It's not just about surgeries. This is about gender transitions altogether. It's about forcing correctional employees to essentially have to go through indoctrination training so they use the correct preferred pronouns. I mean, it is A to Z. A complete disaster and something that taxpayers in Kentucky should have no part in.
Yeah, so this memo was like 3 years ago issued, right? And so what, did it just sit there all this time, or how does that work? This really is just getting attention. This is the first I heard about this.
Yeah, it was the first that I've heard about it as well. And look, I mean, there is no doubt that some of this is being pushed because of the current administration. The Biden-Harris administration obviously has been pushing transgender nonsense through the federal government and trying to coerce states to go along. So certainly that is a part of this. But based on the fact that this memo was put together, you know, it tells me that the Beshear administration was willing to just go along with this this craziness that unfortunately we have seen at the federal level, which is wasting taxpayer dollars to pay for gender transitions, something that's not even possible. It is not possible to change your biological sex, but to use taxpayer dollars to do this.
Well, so I guess this was just a memo waiting on a regulation, right? And they tried to sneak this through. That's the administration tried to get, I guess, is trying to, it's just a memo until something is done with it, I guess. And
right.
And so that's what happened here. But you know, this is part of a pattern by this administration, David. We saw the illegal executive order issued by Beshear recently banning the so-called conversion therapy. He's consistently attempted to undermine policies and law and legislation that the General Assembly has overwhelmingly supported. I mean, this is an ongoing pattern. This is not a one and done thing. This is part of his agenda to appeal to the woke, to the woke left of the Democratic Party, in my view.
No, I think you're spot on. And that's why, you know, we are thankful that the General Assembly, you know, has made this known through this hearing, but we are urging the General Assembly to take quick action once the once the 2025 General Assembly begins, coming up on January 7th, but you're absolutely right. The governor, time and time again, has overstepped his bounds, whether it's the executive order that you mentioned banning so-called conversion therapy, whether it's essentially his attempts to try to undermine or encourage school districts to undermine Senate Bill 150 that was duly enacted. I think there is a need for a kind of anti-Bashir omnibus bill to deal with all of this overreach. We have got to make sure that our taxpayer dollars are not being used, not just in the prison context, but in any context whatsoever, to promote gender transitioning, whether that's in our schools with students being counseled to do that, in any context whatsoever, and then obviously to push back and to correct the overreach of his illegal executive order on banning conversion therapy, which has serious implications and problems as it relates to free speech and religious liberty.
Yeah, and this lag time. So there's a possibility that taxpayer dollars with this memo, is there a possibility that taxpayer dollars have already been spent on transition, so-called transition surgeries to prisoners? Is that possible?
Those questions need to be answered. So, I mean, and again, it's not just about surgery. This is about putting prisoners on a gender transition plan as it relates to counseling, I would presume potentially cross-sex hormones. So, you know, any expenditure of resources on a prisoner, whether it's for counseling, to counsel them or encourage them to identify opposite of their biological sex, is a complete outrage. And then the other question is, and we know this has been an issue, is some of these folks, these men who are quote-unquote identifying or transitioning as a woman, they're then being asked to transfer to a women's facility where we know there have been instances of sexual assault. And that process is described. The door is opened in this memo for a prison inmate that's a man to identify as a woman and to ask essentially to be transferred to a women's prison. I mean, it really doesn't get any more outrageous than that. But all these questions are left hanging now in light of what happened in this hearing. And you know, I think it's the right and the duty of the General Assembly to respond strongly in this upcoming session.
Well, apparently this regulation would have been proposed by a legislator, and so apparently a Bashir supporter in the General Assembly must have proposed this, because this is the first this has happened. But of course the supermajority of Republicans in the legislature should mean that this won't go anywhere as far as a regulation, but it's certainly concerning to me that this is this is just now coming to light, and I think we've got to be eternally vigilant on these things. You know, David, it's one thing if people want to do this on their own, right? If they want to go through this process of so-called gender transition. But when you start demanding that taxpayers pay for this, and you start getting involved in the corrections and doing this behind bars and with all of the things already happening there, that's a monumental, outrageous policy, really, to even propose that.
Oh, it absolutely is.
We have about a minute left. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And, you know, I'm thankful for the work that the General Assembly has done to protect our kids from these radical gender transitions. And obviously, we know the U.S. Supreme Court just heard a big case on this topic. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to their decision on that. But look, this is just another reminder that we have to be vigilant, and our governor is looking for every way he can to potentially overstep his bounds and to push a leftist agenda here in Kentucky. And that's why it's so important that we engage as citizens and make our voice known with our General Assembly. And folks can join us in doing that at KentuckyFamily.org.
Very good. David Walls, Executive Director of the Family Foundation of Kentucky. Thank you, sir. You have a great weekend, and we'll continue to follow these important issues. Thanks for all the work you're doing, and take care, my friend. Okay. One final segment in today's Kentucky's Voice Radio coming up.